Do you remember how old you were when you finally stopped wishing that Christmas was every day? I mean, really, what child hasn't had the idea of how wonderful it would be if Christmas was every day? And everything, from poems to songs, from short stories to movies and even television sitcoms, have explored the idea of what would it be like if we had Christmas every day. One of the first short story writers to write about Christmas every day was William Dean Howell. Way back in 1892, he wrote a short story about a young girl named Ginny who loved Christmas. Christmas was her favorite time of the year. She loved Christmas and she couldn't wait every year for Christmas to happen again. One summer day, while she was walking in the forest near her house, she came upon a tree that she was sure she had never seen before. And there was a sign on the tree that said, "Wish Fulfillment Tree." It was the first employee Amazon ever hired. The Wish Fulfillment Tree told her she could have any wish she wanted, and she said, "I love Christmas. This year, after Christmas, I want every day to be Christmas till the next Christmas." That was in June. She forgot all about it by the end of summer. Halloween came and Thanksgiving and then Christmas Day. And she woke up on Christmas Day and with her sister she found the tree beautifully decorated, underneath it all kinds of presents nicely wrapped. Her stockings were overflowing with gifts. She and her sisters had a fine time. She had two gifts that she really liked. One was a sled of her own. And it was a white Christmas, and so she took it sledding. But the gift that she really loved was the pair of earrings. You see, Ginny was 14, and this was her first pair of earrings. She had a great time sledding, the dinner, and then she began to get a stomach ache from all the candy, and finally she went to bed. She was rudely awoken by her sisters the next morning, jumping on her bed and shouting, "It's Christmas! It's Christmas!" And Ginny said, "Christmas was yesterday." "No, no, come downstairs and see. It's Christmas again." You see, Ginny had forgot all about her wish. And when she came down the stairs and she saw presents under the tree and the stockings full again, and her father muttering something in French like déjà vu, and her mother just absolutely aghast, she realized, oh yeah, this is what I wished for. And every day was Christmas. Every day thereafter was Christmas. I mean, there was Christmas on New Year's, and then Christmas on Valentine's Day, and on April Fool's Day there was Christmas. And when Christmas was on the 4th of July, everybody began to get kind of, well, you know, unhappy would be the best way to put it. By Halloween, people were just plain mad. In fact, they were no longer wrapping gifts every day. They were just driving by. It was a drive-by gift present when they threw it at the door. And they yelled, "Take this, you so-and-so." Turkeys were $1,000 a pound. And where there had once been forests, there were now just stumps. Because every day you needed to get a new Christmas tree. The early environmentalists must have been going nuts. Christmas every day. Ginny never told anyone about her secret, but somehow around Thanksgiving of that year, people found out that she was the one responsible. Nobody would play with her anymore. Life had become just miserable. She couldn't wait for Christmas, the real Christmas day to come, because then it would all be over, and we could all go back to normal. And no one was happier. No one was happier than Ginny when Christmas was all over. Probably the same way a lot of us feel when Christmas is over. And yet, even though we no longer wish for Christmas every day, there still is one person whose wish for us every day is Christmas. And that's the person who started Christmas. God. Yes, God's idea was that Christmas was every day, not the kind of Christmas that Ginny imagined, of course, but more like another writer and his classic Christmas story. Perhaps you know this one too. The author is Henry Van Dyke, and the book, or the short story, was The Story of the Other Wise Man. Van Dyke wrote this: "Are you willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, even stronger than death, and that the blessed life which began in Bethlehem all those years ago is the image and brightness of eternal love?" Then said Van Dyke, "You can't have Christmas every day, but you can keep Christmas every day." You can keep Christmas every day. And if you can keep Christmas for a day, why not for a year? In today's scripture readings, the prophet Isaiah, the apostle St. Paul, and the evangelist St. Matthew remind us the reason we can keep Christmas every day is because we have the Christmas gift every day. Emmanuel, translation: God is with us. God is with us through the incarnation. God becomes flesh and blood through the birth of Jesus, an event foretold by the prophet Isaiah and fulfilled in today's gospel reading. Jesus has become fully invested in our humanity, and the birth of Jesus attests to the human reality and the earthly reality that God is now beside us. Think about that. God is now beside us. That's what we like to think about. But in reality, God is more than just beside us. Sometimes God is out in front of us, leading us, perhaps in a cause that is so righteous and so just that we need to follow. I'll tell you where God is with me most of the time. It is not beside me, nor is it in front of me. Most of the time, God is behind me, pushing me, because God is pushing me in places and to do things that I don't want to do and places I don't want to go. And I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, there are just some things that I just, you know, really, God, you know, I mean, seriously, really, you want me to go there and do that? You want me to forgive her? Hey, give me a few weeks, okay? Let me think this over, all right? It isn't that God is just beside us, Emmanuel, God with us. It's sometimes God is in front of us leading us, and it is sometimes God behind us pushing us. Okay, I can live with that. But here's the other thing that Emmanuel, Christmas, God is with us means. It also means that God is present in other people. It is easy to say that everyone is in the image of God when we spend a day or even a week preparing a meal for the homeless or having mothers who are homeless with children staying in the basement of our fellowship hall. But it is the work of a whole lifetime to believe that when we are with other people, we are in the presence of God. Nobody would know this if they ever had Christmas dinner with my family. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay. Enough said, right? I mean, it really is hard to think about my mother. 88 and a half years old, and she can't remember anything. You know how that happens. And sometimes my wife and I or my younger sister will say to her, "Mom, you just took your pills." She said, "No, I haven't. You haven't given me my pills. I need my pills." And if it were not, for that ability to think and to remember every time, "Mom," and see that image of God in every other person. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, poor Isaac McCauley, who got baptized this morning. I mean, just an infant. He's just, you know, he has no idea what happened to him other than the fact that his head was pretty wet. But you know what? He got a whole new family. He got this family, you. He doesn't know any of you. You don't know any of him. Maybe he doesn't want this family, right? If he really found out what we were really like, you think he'd want to join this club? God with us means we have Christmas every day. Not like Ginny, but it means we can keep Christmas every day, because even in the person who sleeps outside the chapel every night and leaves just before I get here, or Nancy, or just before you got here this morning, you got to be able to see God in Vern's face. It isn't that God is just with me or with you. God is with all of us. That's the gift. That's how you keep Christmas. God comes to us. Comes to us in bread and wine. Is present in the waters of holy baptism. Makes us his own, and it's his lifelong work to keep us his own. And so he comes to us in the Eucharist. He nourishes us with his own body and blood. He is the bread of life and the cup of salvation. God in Christ gives himself to us in no less a way than he gave himself to Bethlehem. God is in our midst. God is with us, Emmanuel. This is the ultimate gift of Christmas. This is the gift that gives all our days and all our nights meaning and purpose and vision. This is the reason we may choose to skip everything else in order to keep Christmas every day. To keep the gift of God with us, Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.